I want to continue from the shiur that we had last week. We didn't get a chance to discuss mitzvahs kafana vis-a-vis mitzvahs benadam chaveiro. And then I want to highlight that concept by expanding and discussing at great length b'ezrat Hashem, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay? So let's begin. There is a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah that states as follows. On Mem Tesim Beis, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Staka Mishtalemes, El Fi Chesed Shaba. The reward of the mitzvah of Staka that Hashem gives is only commensurate to how much Chesed you put into the mitzvah. If you put a lot of work into it, you take the money to the house of the Ani, or Shenosalom in a Muchen, or you bake him bread, or beg it Lilbosh, and you give him the money when at the time when the two is found, then Lomaisa Shaideke and the Ani will not motzio so the Ibud, and therefore the Ani won't lose it. Shenemar Ziru Lachem Litztaka Kitzur Lefi Chesed. That you should plant for yourselves the mitzvah of Staka in order to reap the reward according to the Chesed you do. So you see from this Gemara in the name of Rabbi Elazar that you could give $1,000, $100,000, $1,000,000, but it's commensurate on the chesed that you put into the mitzvah. Now, that's a tremendous chiddush. Rav Ronsweig discusses in his piece on the Torah Shebaal Peh journal, and I want you to get it. He discusses at great length two approaches to the mitzvah of tzedakah. The first approach to the mitzvah of tzedakah, he says, focuses on the actual giver alone. And to the degree that maybe you could categorize the mitzvah as being ben adam l'makom, which is a phenomenal chiddush. I mean, if you just stopped me on the street, I would have said staka is ben adam l'chaveiro. But I categorize this mitzvah of staka as being ben adam l'makom because it focuses on the giver and the giver alone. And he pointed to this Gemara that we just learned in Sukkah, where the Gemara says this concept that the staka Hashem will reward you according to the chesed you put into it. So the focal point is definitely on the gavra, who's giving the what, who's giving the tzedakah. Okay? Otherwise, if the focal point is just on the makabel getting the money, Yosef, so then who cares about lefi chesed shabal? No? It's a beautiful raya. And if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, amidst his tough ayin tes, he says the true root of the chi of staka is not dependent on the state of the ani. Shabashkachas Hashem, Hashem will always fill up and will help out the ani. Elitz b'siyas chesem mitzad hanosin. It's beside the nosin, the giver. As the Medrash says, the Ramban quotes, L'nit n'teril etzar fa'avriyas. The Torah is given to refine us. And therefore, that's what the Chinuch stresses here, that the mitzvah of stuck is commensurate according to the chesed the nosin does. This could clearly be seen, and I want you to get this from a Gemara in Baba Basra I gave you in Daf Yudah Mid Aleph, where the Gemara comments in Baba Basra Yudah Mid Aleph, Zu Sheila Shal Shal Shetornufas HaRoshas Rabbi Kiva. The horrible king, Tornufas HaRosh, asked Rabbi Kiva, Im Elokechem Oy Vanim, if Hashem loves poor people, Bibnei Ma'inim Afarnasim, so why doesn't he himself subsidize the Anim? You know what the answer is? Amar Lei, Rabbi Kiva said back to this Turnos Rafos HaRosha, Amar Lei Kedesh Yenitzel Anu Medina Shal Gehenim. Whoa. Hashem doesn't subsidize them because he wants us to subsidize them so that we'll be saved from Gehenim. That's another raya to the focal point of the tzedakah is on who? Is on the giver. In order that we should give and save ourselves from what being in Gehenim. Based on this, he points out that there is a Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yudah Mid Aleph, same Daf there, where the Gemara has a line, has a whole story, and at the end of the story, the Gemara has a line. I'll read you the end of the story. Amar Lehu Amina Keichi Detavdu Mitzvah Lishma. Wow. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah of Lishma. There's a din of Lishma in Staka. What does the Lishma mean? In giving a get, Lamais has to be written up for the man and the woman. Lishma means what? The Sefer Torah has to be written the same. All of a sudden, there's a din of Lishma. The Gemara has on one line tucked away, and Baba Basra, Yudah Mid Aleph. So all the other Rishonim cannot believe this, that there's a din of lishma and stucca. Just give the guy the money. There is one rishon, the Rabin of Achaye, in the Kara Kemach, in Indian of stucca. He treats this gemara very seriously, and he again says that there is a din of lishma in tzedakah. Okay? And the Beis Halevi in the Drush of Bab Inyan Staka is very adamant, very, very adamant to those who try to denounce that there's a concept of Lishma and Staka. He says, absolutely, there is. And the reason being is because you focus on the Nosei. And it's like a mitzvah ben Adam Makom. And in that sense, you have to what? You have to fulfill it properly with the din of Lishma to fulfill the mitzvah of Staka. So, Lomaisa, you have this tremendous, tremendous chiddush, and the truth is, I think you could add on, and Ronswag mentions this, where are the halachas of staka mentioned? In the four halakim of Chachorah. Is it in Or HaChaim? Is it Yordaya? Is it Choshen Mishpah? Or is it Ibn Ezra? Where is it? It's fascinating. If you'd have asked me, I probably would have said Choshen Mishpah. It's financial? No, it's in Yordaya. That shows Yordaya has usually been on a Makom, guys. Kashrus, Tarsh Mishpacha. So that's a phenomenal geographical diuk that in the Shulchan Aruch we find the din of staka in what? In the din of what? In the din of Yordaya. Okay? And therefore, we see that the mice, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be more of a mitzvah ben Adam L'makom according to this approach. Osik mitzvah patim, the mitzvah is also shayach, the mitzvah of staka. Right? We don't really find that in the dinim of Choshen Mishpat, right? We find in the dinim of Yordaya, a mitzvah ben Adam L'makom. You know what else would be a good raya? In other words, Zohar discusses Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? What do you say? So the Rashba says because the Ani might not accept it, so it'll be a bracha v'tala. You know what Dor HaZeruah says? Dor HaZeruah says, because why? He says there's no mitzvah, the mitzvah is not as man kavua. Exactly. Well said, Ethan. So you see that he doesn't say like the Rambam would say. What's the Rambam's rule? There never is a bracha on a mitzvah ben Adam L'wad. L'chaveiro. He doesn't say that. So he might seem to imply that it's ben Adam L'makom, therefore he had to stand on his head and give a new sfara why there's no bracha. So that also fits in with this mahalach. That it's considered to be what? It's considered to be the focus on the nosin. So that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, because I don't think necessarily we would have thought that at all. And this is the mahalach I wanted you to get, that there's a very unique approach to staka. Let's just mention, we don't have to exhaust it, but what is the other approach of staka, the classical approach? That staka is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, and thusly, all those nafkaminas were followed. You would not do lishma. In fact, the Sifri and Sof Parshas Kitetze writes as follows: Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, minayin l'ma'abed selam mitoch yadol. Let's say you lose $50 from your pocket. U'matza ani v'holach v'nisparnes bo, and the ani sees it on the street, picks it up and gets subsidized. What does it say? Obviously the guy had no intention of giving the guy $50. He still gets the mitzvah. What does that highlight? This approach to Sifri. The other approach, that it's a mitzvah ben Adam L'chaveiro, and the focus is who? Is the Mekabel. It's amazing. There is another Gemara in Meseches Ksubis and Memchesim and Aleph that says, God forbid, if someone became mentally insane, he became a shota, so Beis Din has to go ahead and take care of the guy's property and sustain his wife and his kids. Okay? And then it says, V'davar Acher. So Rav Chisda says that means jewelry. Rav Yosef says that means staka. What does it mean, staka? It's an amazing thing. So the Ran on that Gemara in Ksubis and Memtes and Beis Din Maskel Bal Korche says, L'mais, you see that the you see halacha l'maisa, and he proves from it negative sheet of the Rashba. He says that you have to give money to make sure that this guy's fulfilling tzedakah. I don't understand. A shota's potter for mitzvahs. So the shota's potter for mitzvahs. Why do you have to take money out of his bank account and make sure you're giving it for tzedakah? So Lamaisa, you see clearly that it's possible to say that it shows that it's a mitzvah to make sure the anim get what? The anim get subsidized to the degree that I take the money away from the nos, and even if the nos is patur in mitzvah, like he's a shota. So that Sifri and that Gemara seems to imply the other approach, and that being is that what? Is that it's the focal point is the Makabel, and therefore it's a mitzvah ben am l'chavero, and therefore warrant there be no bracha, there be no din lishma, and even without any knowledge of it, Allah l'mais, you would think that plugs in very well. So you have those two approaches that I want you to get by stalking. Perhaps if we have time, we'll see, we'll come back to that. But l'mais, this concretizes an approach to stalk in a very, very powerful way, okay? And shows that it could very well be that stalker might even be a mitzvah ben on l'makav, even though Pashut Rats ben on l'chavero. So that brings us to the following. We had discussed at great length last week the topic of mitzvah srichas kavana. What we didn't have time to get to is that how that relates to a mitzvah ben on l'chavero. Now I have to tell you, at first glance, and we'll see if this bears out, the ikar is ben on l'chavero. The ikar is the outcome. Did you end up helping the guy or not? So it could very well be that kavana may not play a role. You intended on hurting a guy, and Hashem orchestrated it turned out to be good for the guy. So mitzvah ben am l'chavero, at first glance, kavana shouldn't be needed at all. Because the bottom line is kavana is when you have to measure whether the maisi it did is considered to be a maisa mitzvah or not. But when I focus on outcome, when I focus on totzoah, so that's critical. And that means that I don't focus on the mice. So it could very well be, as long as the outcome is the outcome, Ethan, even without any kavana, it should be good. So let's get right to it. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Zayin, Chavavim and Beis rather, running on the Chav Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara has a very interesting discussion there whether a goy could be a moyel. Could a goy be a moyel? So the Gemara quotes there that Rabbi Yossi the Tana, the great Rabbi Yossi, was of the opinion that a goy can do the milah because shalom lishma is good. Now, that's quite difficult for me because Rabbi Yossi allows a milah shalom lishma, but we know that Rabbi Yossi, based on the Gemara Psacha, made a mistake in the Mar Makomas. It's kufya daladim and base. In Psachim, please get it down. Kufya dalan and beis. The Gemara has a line. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion mitzvahs tzriches kavana. So how do these things square? This is the kasha of the Mali Haroim. The Mali Haroim Ostes, the great Gaon, as an encyclopedic work on different topics in Shas, asked the following kasha: how could it be that Rabbi Yossi allows a goy to do the bris milah, which obviously it's considered to be good? He has no kavana. He just does it because, I don't know, he's being paid, whatever it is, doing to help out the yid that helped him. But the Gemara has a line in Pesachim that Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah srichas kavana. It's the chastir. That's the kasha of the Mali Haroim. How is it shayach, l'maisa, that on one hand, l'maisa, Rabbi Yossi holds a goy is good to be a moyel. On the other hand, in Pesachim, the Gemara has a line there. He holds mitzvah kavana. That's the kash of the Mali Haroim. So the Mali Haroim writes amazing thing. Yosef, let's get it. Zok the Mali Haroim. The Mali Haroim writes there's a difference between a mitzvah that is done b'shas ma'isa and there's no imprint left on it afterwards, as opposed to a mitzvah that continues on and on and on. So therefore, Mila, the Iker Kiyum, is the fact your oral has been removed. And that continues on and on and on. The Totsah, the result, is the Kiyum. And therefore, Kavanah is not the Akevah. The result is the Kiyum. There it is, guys, result. Result, whenever you bring in the result, the Totsah, then the Kavanah is not the Akevah. And therefore, it's considered to be good in the Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah of Mila. And it's ongoing. That there's no, you come out. Come out in Yiddish means that there's no oral there. You're circumcised. Memelis is his totsah. Then there's no place to have kavana. Whereas it comes to what other mitzvahs, which are action oriented. How do you make that action into a maisa mitzvah? Vayat kavana. This is the gavaltik and terence of the Mele Haroim, which goes well with what we had said, that by mitzvahs benon l'chaveiro, maybe it's possible. Zogin, that you could entertain a svara that there's no need to have kavana because you focus on the outcome. Now we're saying this similar svara for the Mole Haroim, Ethan, even for a mitzvah that's considered to be benon l'makom, like Mila. Mila's been out of Lamakum, but it's outcome oriented. Whenever you're outcome oriented, there is no kavana. Outcome oriented can be all mitzvahs ben a mechavero, and sometimes by even a made out of Lamakum, like Mila. And Memela, if it's totso oriented, then there is no reason to have kavana. Oh, you got the svara? This is the svara we want to be mechadish. Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
What's the outcome of Mila?
The outcome is that you have an ongoing status that I'm gamalt, that you have no orla. The action puts you, the action of the mila, the moil doing the mila puts you in that status, but the really the nature of the mitzvah is to always to be in that status that I am mohol, that I am gamalt. Gamalt in Yishmi is I am gamalt. I'm circumcised. That's the nature of the mitzvah. So therefore, that's the nature of the mitzvah. That's why I think fits well with the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos has a line where David HaMelech is in the Vesamirchatz and he gets very depressed. He's taking a shower. Why is he depressed? Because you can't do any mitzvahs in a shower. And then he thought of the Makom Mila. He thought of the Mila. So many Gedol HaKronim asked, and so then he was happy because he thought he was doing a mitzvah. Many Gedol HaKronim said, doing a mitzvah. He did that mitzvah, he was 8 days old. He's much older now. It's a great kasha. No, what's the answer? The answer is no, it's not true. The mitzvah of Mila is an ongoing mitzvah that you are in the status of being gamalt. That fits that Gemara Menachos very well, and that's why David HaMelech was so happy. You got what I'm saying? So this is the chiddush we want to bring out with the Sefer Mole Haroim. Oh, the Mele, this leads us to that Minchas Chinuch that I gave you. Minchas Chinuch, let's introduce, Stephen Aspen, who was one of the Gedolei Yisrael in the late 1800s. He was very poor. In fact, he was so poor he didn't have enough money for papers. He wrote everything in abbreviations. And it was very hard to break your head to figure out the abbreviations. However, about 30 years ago, they put out a new edition, those black editions that we have, and they remember all the abbreviations. It's amazing. But he was a Goin Olam, and it's such an unbelievable work, because for 700 years, the Chinuch was written anonymously in the year 1200. Many Gedolim felt Rav Pinchas Alevi wrote it. Some used to think Rav Aaron Alevi wrote it, the Ra'ah, but they say it was his brother. Minchas Chinuch has a running commentary on it, and it's so intricate, it is unbelievable. An unbelievable thing, Minchas Chinuch, his mastery of Shas and the Rishonim is just mind-boggling. In fact, the Rav, when he came over from Europe in 1933, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, his father was Rish Yeshiva here, and then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik died in 1941. For 8 years, the Rav used to come once in a while to YU to give chaburas on Minchas Chinuch. He was so fond of it. Then when Ramosh Soloveitchik died in 1941, then the Rav came every week and took over. In fact, there was someone I know that, it's an amazing thing, Ramosh Soloveitchik was here in YU, I think he came in the 20s, for those years, he remembers, I remember him, I never heard of the person, but he remembers being in Ramosh Soloveitchik's apartment and looking out the window and seeing the GW being built. Isn't that amazing? It was built then in the 30s. So this is the godless Lamaisa. This is the godless of this notion of the Totsah. Okay, I want to take this now with this Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch writes this following svara within the mitzvah of Puruvu. Now Puruvu, to be fruitful and multiply, if I'd ask you, is that a mitzvah ben on l'makom ben on l'chaveiro, what would you say? I'm really not sure, to tell you the truth. I probably would say at first glance ben on l'makom, but on the other hand, there's responsibility to, you know, populate the world, so maybe helping the world. Pashtus Tos Ben Adam L'Makom. So what does the Minchas Chinuch say? He says, let's say a guy has kids, and he could care less about the mitzvah. He's not miskayim the mitzvah. He's not miskavim to do the mitzvah. He has kids. He wants to have kids. L'maisim. He wants to have kids. Even if he doesn't want to have kids, let's say. Does he fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu? You know what the Minchas Chinuch writes? Yes. It's in mitzvah aleph, os yud dalet. First mitzvah in the chinuch is a puruvu, and os yud dalet says he fulfills the mitzvah. I don't understand. Why don't you say mitzvah srichas kavana? Since you didn't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, what's the answer? The answer is nachamo, that the mitzvah is not the action, lamaisu, the pulus adam, that you live with the woman that she conceives, and then you have she has the kids. The ikar kiyum is the result that kids are born. And therefore, if the ikar is that the kids are born, therefore kavana is not needed at all, and it's really inappropriate, because again, that same svara merging, guys, I want you to get it, that by totsah oriented, outcome oriented, kavana does not have a place. And it's not makif. And that's the pshat, namaisa. This also answers up, one sec, Ethan, the Turi Evan's kash. Who's the Turi Evan? The Shagas Aryeh. Turi Evan wrote a sefer in Rosh Hashanah Chavei, lived in the 1700s. The Gemara has in Yevamos on Samach Beis and Beis the following din. Let's say a person has kids. When they're goyim. Yes? They have kids when they're goyim, then they convert. The parents convert after the kids are older. Are they yotzei puruvu or not? Yes. What? Didn't they have it when they were goyim? They weren't a bar chiyuva at that time. What's the answer? The only time you can bring up that kasha of whether you're a bar chiyuva or not a bar chiyuva, Yosef, is when what? When the focal point is what? Is the maisa. Correct. The focal point, the getter did of puruvu is not the maisa. What is it? It's the outcome. So the maisa holada is rak a heksher mitzvah. Living with the woman that she conceives is a heksher mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilled with the mitzvah to have kids alive. Therefore, that's going to work even when. That's going to work even when you were not a bar chiyuva b'os hashah. Therefore, if it's outcome oriented, a goy is not chayav puruvu. So whenever you convert, you have kids. Lamaisa. So you have kids. So therefore, it's considered to be good. You weren't a bar chiyuva. I don't care. The outcome is now lamaisa. The outcome is now been mitzias. It works even though you're not bar chiyuva b'os hashah. So lamaisa by a lot, you might not be their parents, you know, halacha lamaisa because you converted, but biologically you are, and therefore through that you fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, so that's the theory again that comes up. This notion, which I want you to get, is considered to be a tremendous chiddush halacha lamaisa. Okay, there is a difference far. I want to just tell you one sec, Ethan, and that is from the Derech Pikudecha. He wants to claim in the Hakdama Os. Hakdam Alf Osvav, a different svara. Remember we said the Rambam last week? What did the Rambam say? Chometz matzah. Perek Vav Lachakim, when the guy stuffed the matzah down his throat. What do we say? When the body gets hana, kavana is not makiv. So it could be that puruvu, the guy gets hana by living with the woman, so therefore kavana is not makiv. That's a different thought. That's a different thought. You follow me? That's a completely different thought, but I want you to get it down, Lamai, so that there's another svara why you wouldn't need kavana. We're trying to work with this notion of it being an outcome. Yes, go ahead, Eitan. Go ahead, Ethan. Go ahead. Eitan, Ethan, whatever you prefer. Okay, go ahead. What do you say, Eitan? Yeah. Okay, good.
Steven and I were arguing pretty
soon.
And Steve brought the point
that. Only you were arguing the Chamta Shal Taira.
Oh,
you're okay. Arguing the Torah, not our other argument. Yeah, go ahead.
About Puruvu.
Especially the Parsha of Korach, we don't want to have Machlekes ever. Only Machlekes L'Shem Shammai. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say? I'm sorry.
If Puruvu is simply just the Kutzah of having a kid,
yes.
Regardless of what happens,
right.
Why wouldn't we just want to say after that, if your child passes away, then you're not Yosef?
Good kasha. I think that's exactly the hesber, because you must be in this outcome of having kids. So once the kid perishes, God forbid, then you don't have that state anymore. It's a state. It's an outcome. So that outcome depends upon whether what the kid's alive or dead. If the kid, God forbid, dies, then you no longer have the mitzvah because that wasn't the outcome.
So is raising the child as part of the mitzvah?
Yes, I think that's a great nakuda. Yes, Ramesh would say that. Absolutely.
And design,
to ensure that the outcome it remains strong. Yes.
And that's then what about the Gemara that talks about the 4 days, the 4 days of the son of Yaakov, and the train, the Torah,
Right. What's wrong with that?
Would that fall under the umbrella?
I think it would, yes. I think it would. Rav Shachter actually says something similar to what you said, actually, that Bruhu is not simply having the kid, but taking care of the kid, raising the kid. Excellent. Very, very good. Beautiful. Okay? All right, let's take this a step further. You're all familiar with the mitzvah of Yibum. Yes? Rachmana Litzlan, a couple's married, and the husband dies without any children. So there's a responsibility of doing Yibum. The husband's brother, if he has a brother, must live with her and marry her. That's Yibum. Nowadays, Bizmana said we don't do Yibum except Temanim. Yidim do Yibum. We don't do Yibum nowadays because we're not at a high level of Kavana. So we do what is called Chalitza, where she spits in from, she removes the Chalitza shoe, and she reads a bunch of psukim. So Lomais, that will release her from him, and she's free to marry anyone else except a Kohen. A Chalitza cannot marry a Kohen. Okay. Now, regarding Yibum, I want you to get this Machlaikas. This is a very important Machlaikas. There's a Machlaikas in the Chachamim Abishol in Yevamos and Aflamet Tesman Aleph. Lamed Testament base. Chachamim and Abishol. Abishol was a Tana. Okay, Yosef, you got it? What happens if a guy marries his sister-in-law, his Yavama, because she's beautiful? L'shem Noi. Noi means because of her beauty and he's attracted to her. He has no interest in doing the mitzvah. He simply has been wanting to, but he lives with his sister-in-law, marries her just simply L'shem Noi, because she's a beautiful woman. He has not in mind at all the mitzvah of stalker. So in that case, God forbid, if he did that, there's a machlekes Abishol nechachamim, and I want you to get this. You know what Abishol says? You just did a terrible thing. He just says you were over Eishes Ach, as if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's like you were pogea be'erva. You did not have the right mindset. It's a horrible thing. It's like you were pogea, you met an erva. You're not allowed to live with your brother's wife. And therefore, you didn't fulfill any mitzvah at all. This is Hushita Abishol. And the Chachamim say we beg to differ. Chachamim say you fulfilled the mitzvah, and I'm not worried about an issur at all. Now, you look at this Gemara. Yes, if you look at this Gemara, how on earth did Chachamim say you're Yotze? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And the Pashtus is that Yibum is definitely a mitzvah, okay? There's a whole discussion whether chalitza is a mitzvah or not. Pashup shat chalitza, the parak is called mitzvah chalitza, in the end of Yevamos, kufal from an aleph. And there's so many dinim about lechachila b'dyevin in the dinim of chalitza that indicate that it's a mitzvah. Because what does Taisa say, nidah samach vavam beis? It's Rav Shechter Shlita, favorite Taisa in Shas, that anything that's a matter, there's no lechachila b'dyevin. She goes to the mikveh, which is a matter. Now she was talking. It's either good or it's bad. You know what lechachila b'dyevin means? You get 30 points from Hashem, you do the mitzvah, you get 20 points. If it's an issue of a matter, there's no notion of a scale of lechachila b'dyevin. You only say it by mitzvahs. So the fact there's so many dinim of lechachila b'dyevin in Hilchos Chalitza is an indicator very strongly that it's a mitzvah chalitza. Okay? The parak is called mitzvah chalitza. But we could say even more than that. By Yibum is definitely Poshim Shad and Mitzvah. Even if you wanted to say Chalitza was a matter, Yibum is a Mitzvah. It's like marrying her, levirate marriage. So if it's a Mitzvah, how on earth to come say you yotze to the Mitzvah? What about Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? So what's the answer? So the answer is the following. The answer is, I think Rabbi Kotler Zatzal has like this. What's the answer? You guys tell me. The mitzvah of Yibum is not what? Action-oriented, that you live with his Yavama sister-in-law, right? It's perpetual, it's result, outcome-oriented. To be making the name of the dead brother's name. L'hakim shem meis achiv. You want to keep that ongoing. You want to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, you want to acquire Yavama to be his wife. And that's the fulfillment of Zera l'achiv. So the fulfillment is done with the result of his actions. And therefore, since it's outcome-oriented and that's what you've accomplished, Totzah, a Kavan is not Makif. That's Masber Yibum very beautifully. Yes? And that's why you understand Abishol Chum Shita. Okay. Let's take this to a further realm. And the truth is, you see, Yibum, I would have said if you'd asked me, it's Beidon Mechavero problem, right? Left or right marriage, and you're marrying her. But the bottom line is that you see again, it's outcome oriented. But I want to now move to a mitzvah Beidonim Lamakom that shows that there's a din. Outcome, you don't need kavana. Let's move to achilas kachim, eating korbanos and being yotze korbanos. The Beis Halevi, the Rav's great grandfather, right? The Rav's father is Rav Moshe, his grandfather was Rav Chaim, and his great grandfather was the Beis Halevi. The Rav's uncle was the Rizka Rav. Okay, so the Beis Halevi points out the following chiddush. Beis Halevi in the Tshuva Schele Gimel Simen Nun Aleph Os Gimel 351:3. Please get it. Schele Gimel Simen Nun Aleph Os Gimel 351:3. We're not calling out numbers under center. We're not calling out numbers under center like a quarterback, like a audible, like Blue or Omaha, right? But what are we doing? We're doing the real numbers of Torah L'Avdil Elav Dolos. So 351:3, the Beis Halevi writes, he says exactly what we were presenting. He says that anything mitzvah that's outcome oriented, kavana does not ma'akev. And he says, with this in mind, I can answer Akasha. You know the famous brother-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan, we said was Rish Lakish. Remember we discussed Rish Lakish? Didn't we discuss Rish Lakish the other day? Remember? I think we did, no?
But that
it was his brother-in-law, and he said, "If you become the koiches, remember we mentioned it. We mentioned it with Shlakish. You remember it, no?
If you say it again,
I'll... Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish had great strength, physical strength, and Rabbi Yochanan says to him, he was a bandit. He said, if you use that koach to become a talmid chacham, I'll let you marry my sister, which he did, and they became chavrusas, and he was a talmid of his, and they were talking about some sugya of pliers." Is a certain pliers makabel tumah, and Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, "Oh, you should be familiar with this pliers used to break into people's homes," and it made Rish Lakish feel horrible, and he became so depressed he died. Sorry, I'm never supposed to bring up the Baal Tshuva to you. Oh, how would a quarter pounder is the Big Macs, you know, guy or a guy who's divorced and say, "Oh, how's your former first wife?" He's trying to shtuch him. It's a terrible thing. You have to keep in mind how to speak to him, right? So. What do we say about this? What do you see from this? That this notion of and then Rabbi Yochanan felt terrible. They replaced Rish Lakish because Rish Lakish had died, and he said that we replaced with a good guy, but great. I think it was Rabbi Brachana. He says he brings me 24 rise to my shir. Rabbi Rish Lakish asked me 24 kashas, and he wasn't getting better. They daven he should get better, and then they daven he should die, and he ended up dying. That's one of the makaris. If someone's terminally ill, can you daven to Hashem they should die to get out of the torture or pain? It's a big machlekes. But someone will rearrive from there. You can. Nonetheless, what do you see from here? This was the greatness. Rish Lakish is unbelievable. There's a mahalach in Musar. Sometimes the Talmud takes it to an extreme and the Rebbe doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like the Gemara says in Sukkah, Chof Ches went off in our Masechta, that Hillel had many great Talmidim. One of them is Rabbi Yonas ibn Uzziel. When a bird would fly over his head, you know what happened? It got burnt up. So the Baal Musar asked, why doesn't it say that about Hillel, his Rebbe? Because Hillel was a higher Madrega. He had Shlit on his Kedusha. He had dominion. To have dominion on the Kedusha is a higher Madrega. That's what I once suggested. The Gemara's Shilin Brachos, Daf Mamad Gimel, it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Mao Adam Shemal Yishchok Pi Bolam Hazeh. Can a person fill up his mouth with laughter in this world? So you know what Rish Lakish said back to him? I'm sorry, you know what Rabbi Yochanan said back to him? Az Yemal Yishchok Pi. When the Mashiach comes, then he can be fully happy. And then the Gemara says, right after that, Rish Lakish was never happy his whole life. So what do you see from there? That who took it to the extreme? Rish Lakish. A lot of times the Talmud takes it to the extreme, and the notion of Kedusha is having a Shlit on the Kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan had Hillel had a shlita on his kedusha that birds didn't burn up over him. That's a shlita. You have to make sure that Talmidim Lamaisa, you know, don't take it to an extreme. We're always following the Rambam golden meaning. So what are we saying, Ethan? Reish Lakish on one hand says what? There's a stir in Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish say in Nazar Chav Gimel Amud Aleph? I gave it to you. Reish Lakish says, anyone who eats kachim in achila gasa form, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. You're not a Rasha. You're not a Rasha. You just didn't fulfill the mitzvah in the best way possible. I mean, why do you eat the kachim in your stuffed stomach? You're not supposed to eat achila gasa in that way. So Reish Lakish says, you are Yotzei. You are Yotzei. You ate kachim achila gasa in the mitzvah. You just didn't do it the most proper way. What's the problem with that? What does Reish Lakish say in Pesachim, though? That's a Nazar Chav Gimel. Nazar Chav Gimel. What does Reish Lakish say in Pesachim? On Kuf Yadal Beis Yosef, he holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So if you hold Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, how do the two things jive? How can Reish Lakish on one hand say, if you're a Chilis Kachim, a Chilis Gatsa, so we'll say Mitzvah, you're not a Rasha? Yeah? How on one hand can you say, Vida Achilles Kachim, Sachila Gasa, Shalosh Shem Mitzvah, you're not a Rasha? That's on one hand. Because why? You didn't do it in a Mifchar, but you see that what? You see that, you know, I thought Reish Lakish says you need Kavana. It's a great Kasha. So what's the answer? Go ahead. You don't hear the Kasha? Well, how can. Or, yeah, but Reish Lakish, if you, you know, but you're eating it Shalosh Shem Mitzvah, you know what I mean? Yeah, the fact that you eat it with a stuffed stomach, you know, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Stephen said, you could say, fakir, that if you're eating with a stuffed stomach, you see you're not eating it because you're hungry, you're eating it just to fulfill the mitzvah, you know what I mean? But what it means is you're not treating it seriously. That's what it means. You know, you eat the achilles kachim, achilles gasa, you're not treating it right. You eat a steak and potatoes at half an hour right before you eat the karbonis. I mean, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Eat it with an appetite. Eat it, you know, geschmack. The fact is, it says you're Yotzev, you didn't Yotzev Minim Mufkar. That's against the Skamar and Pesachim that says Reish Lakish holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So what's the Teretz? Teretz is like this. The Teretz is that Davka, the Mitzvah, Miskayem, is Vepulus Adam, only if it's a Pa'ula, like what? Eating Matzah, blowing the shofar, Kriyashma, and anything similar to that. Yes? That's when you need kavana, when it's action oriented. But achilus kachim, what's the nature of the mitzvah of eating karbonis? Eitan, what do you say? What's the nature of the mitzvah of eating karbonis? The nature of the mitzvah of eating karbonis is not the maisa achila, but rather what is it? What is it? It's not the maisa achila, but it's that it should be consumed. That there should be no karbonis there at all. That's the nature of the mitzvah. That the korban should be necha, there should be a result, an outcome, that all the food is eaten and consumed.
Because of no sar?
Could be, yes, that's a good sfar, you don't want it to be no sar, but plus the fact what? Is there a mitzvah to eat less than a kezias of karbonis? What would you say based on this? Yes or no? Yes, because if the whole point is to what? Is to get rid of it, then even if it's less than a kezias, is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah on the gavra, that's a mice, yeah. In other words, there's less than the kezias left. Is there any mitzvah to eat that? So, if you would say what, then it's on the gavra, the mice, maybe I would say no, less than the kezias, chetzishir, maybe chetzishir is only nisur. There's a whole shadow that there's a chetzishir mitzvah. Mishnah Melech has a whole suffix about that. But what I'm pointing out to you is that the shir speaks when it's on the mice. But if it's talking about the nature is to have an outcome that the whole thing should be nechal, then it's inappropriate to have a shir of a kezias. You know what I mean? The shir of a kezias doesn't make any sense. And that's exactly what the Beis HaLevi says. The Beis HaLevi says that achilus kachim in general applies even less than the kezias. Even though it's not a maisa achilim inside Adam, nevertheless the korban nechal, and it's not nosar like Yosef said. It's a very good horror. Therefore, even without kavana, you fulfill the mitzvah of mitzias. That's again the same svara, Eitan, that achilus kachim, the nature of the mitzvah's outcome. If the nature of the mitzvah is outcome, then therefore there's no requirement to have kavana. So how can the Gemara say that Reish Lakish says the yotz in the mitzvah, when Reish Lakish in Pesach says mitzvah is kavana, then in Nazir he turns around, if you eat the achilles kachim, achilles katzah, you fulfill the mitzvah, you're not a rasha. You just didn't do the mitzvah in the mufkar. Why yotze? You had no kavana. What's the answer? The answer is the nature of the mitzvah of achilles kachim is not mice oriented, it's outcome oriented. If it's outcome oriented, then the kavana is not makim at all. Yeah? Again, you see this mahalach. Again, you see this mahal. So I want to now focus, getting back now, that we started in the shir with the mitzvah of stuck, and now let's bring it back now to combine the confluence of the tzedakah we discussed in the beginning with this notion of the totzah, you don't need kavana. Let's focus in on tzedakah. The Beis Halevi has a discussion in the Tshuvas, Chelek Gimel, Drush Aleph, Dirmasku Bezei Yisboyer. Again, Beis Halevi again in the Tshuvas, Chelek Gimel, Drush Aleph, Dirmasku Bezei Yisboyer. He says the mitzvah of tzedakah depends on the following chakir. What is the ikar purpose of the mitzvah of tzedakah? Is it the ikar purpose of tzedakah that the usher should give it, the nosein should give a maisin voluntarily, to din in the nosein? Or is the purpose of tzedakah that the ani should get his money, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, the anim, and worries for their good? If the purpose is Kabbalah, then he wants to tie into that. He says exactly what he said. If the purpose is Kabbalah, then you would not need Kavanah. If the nature of the mitzvah is the honey should get his gelt, then there's no Kavanah needed. If the nature of the mitzvah is din in the nosein, like Ein Stok Mishtalemis, or below the set of Yicheset Sabah, so it's the, if you only Yotzei according to the amount of Chesed you put into it, then it should be appropriate that you should need what? You should need Kavanah. If the whole nature of the mitzvah is to see to it that he gets the money, it's Kabbalah, it's not a din in Nisim, then Mehechatesi, then Kavanah should not be required at all. So, okay? Yes, what do you say?
So he'll not really tell,
I think it fits in better the way we said in the beginning of the year. You could say, Stephen, that if it's the approach that Donnie gets the money, then you're focused on Benom Chavera, he gets the money. If it's the approach on the Nosin, then you can say it's Benam L'Makom. So I actually think it fits in well. And therefore it fits in well that if it's Benam L'Chaver, you don't need Kavanah. If it's Benam L'Makom, you need Kavanah. Okay? That's how we want to say it from the Beis Halevi. He actually adds on a Chiddush. He wants to say that even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah, when you're not Mechaven, but he said, L'Maisa, it does do something. Did the guy get the money in the end or not? Yes. He got the money in the end. So if he got the money in the end, there's no doubt, Lamaisa, you're not Mavatl an essay. It's not considered like you're Mavatl the essay. The only time Mavatl the essay is when you hide your eyes from Stalker. Like the Gemara has a Ksubas Samachesim and Aleph. It's like someone that rounds the corners of his Sitziot in order to be Putter, not to fulfill the mitzvah. But he won't get an onish like his Mavatl mitzvah's essay. He won't get a punishment. It's an interesting chiddush. So the Beis Halevi does add on that even if you would take the approach of who? Even if you do take the approach that you are, it's a din in the nosein, and without kavana you are not yotzei, but it's not treated, I want you to get this down, it's not treated like you're mevatel the essay. Because the bottom line is the guy got the money. You know what I mean? There is that element of the guy getting the money. It's like by stalker there's an element of getting the guy money and also getting the points of Shemayim. So, don't ever treat it like you're mevatel an essay in that case. It's not like you're mevatel an essay. The only time you're mevatel an essay is when you what? Is when you totally slam the door in his face or run away from him so that you won't have to give him money. That's when you're mevatel the essay. When you're ma'alim ayin mitzadaka. But stamas are putting it in, you're not considered to be ma'alim ayin mitzadaka. Because why? You didn't have any kavanah, but the guy did get the money. The bottom line is, so you're not like mevatel and mitzvah. It's a very critical point. I want you to get that. We don't view it as like you're nullifying the essay. Did you get the mitzvah? No, you did not, because you needed kavanah. But on the other hand, you were not mevatel because the guy in the end of the day got the money. That's what he wants to claim. Okay? I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, this brings us to the Rabbi Yosef Engel. Let's get it. Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Esven D'Yeraisa Klauch of Gimel Dimaskov Hine Ma quotes a Rashi al Atayra. What's Rashi al Atayra? Vayikrahe Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin, rather. Let me read it to you. Rabbi Lozab and Azar Yomer. Ki tiksor kitzircha besorcha vishachta omer and batsoda. Varam perichav tala Pasuk Yud Tes. Hariu omer lamani recha vachgoymer. Yes? So the Torah is Kaba Akasa Bracha Fisha Basal Yada Mitzvah Blow Shiada. Ah. Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a bracha to a guy gets stuck even without him knowing that he gave. Emor Miata has a Sela Tzuru B'Knofav. you have money in your pocket, and it falls down from your pocket. The honey picks up the $50 bill and has a great meal. Still Hashem gives you a bracha. What do you see from that Rashi, Halatara, and that Medrash? Oh, you see, refers to the mitzvah of staka, and the bracha that comes along with it is fulfilled, even when what? When it's not fulfilled, when it's not done through a mitzvah of a human being. So it's possible that what? You didn't do anything. You had the money fall out of your pocket, and then the guy picked it up an hour later. What do you see from there, Ethan? Let's get it. What you see from here is that it's Pasha, the only Kavana by Tzedakah. That's what the S.M.D. Raisa quotes from this Rashi al Atayr. He says you don't need Kavana. And this fits in well. Why does it fit in well? Because again, it's a mitzvah that's outcome oriented. It's outcome oriented, then it would be mistaken that you don't need Kavana. Yes? Oh. Problem is, it's not really a problem, but the Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer. You ever heard of the Sefer Avas Chesed? Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer called Avas Chesed, a beautiful Sefer. And in Perichov Gimel Bahagoh, and he quotes the Gemara Msochim. He quotes the Gemara Msochim. Okay? You know the story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Chofetz Chaim? Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and he was going to different Gedolim for appropriations, Haskomas, and the Yisrael Salanter says, I can't give you Haskomas. Why not? He says, I agree with everything the Sefer, but one halacha. Which halacha? If you speak Lashon Hara about someone, do you have to go ask the person for Mechila? Chofetz Chaim passes, you do. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, you don't, because it'll make things worse. It'll make things look worse. Then you want to know what you said, maybe, or it'll, you know, it just causes confrontation. It's bad. So a lot of people think, the floodgates are open. Now, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you speak Lashon Hara. No, it's much worse, I pointed out, because it's like you can't get full Mechila for the Leveir. You hear what I'm saying? So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, why don't you write Askom and say, I agree with everything the Sefer, but that one halacha. You know what he's responding back in Mishra Salon, or the Chofetz Chaim? He says, no one reads Askom, just look at the names. And they'll think I agreed everything in the Sefer, and I can't do it. Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing story. So, Lomaisi, you see that what? You see, he wrote off Chofetz Chaim, the Avos Chesed. So he proves from the Gemara Himsachim. The Gemara says of Sachem Chesem and Beis regarding the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. When a guy has Kavana Lachapis Achar Machat She of the law, or even Domu Lamakai Mitzvah Staka, Yesh Lo Kavana Al Manash Yichye Bino, Filo Achinach Shal Lamitzvah. So what do you see? The Gemara gives a case of Bedikas Chometz, where the guy, when he had Kavana to search, he searched after a needle that was lost. But in the process of searching after the needle was lost, he checks his house whether there's chometz. Is he yotze or not? That's like doma to someone who's mekayem mitzvah, he had a child that's ill, and he has kavana almanas, that what? That his son should live. Nevertheless, that's considered to be a mitzvah. Why is that a mitzvah? He had never intended to what? Do the mitzvah for the sake of doing the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah because he wanted his son to live. His son was ill, God forbid. Nevertheless, it's considered to be a mitzvah. So you see, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Klau Chof Gimel, that's for the Arise in Klau Chof Gimel, Dir Maskel V'Hinei Ma, he proves from here that you fulfill the mitzvah stuck without any kavan at all. Okay? Without any kavan at all. So it comes out to be a tremendous chiddush l'mais. Again, I think it fits in beautifully. Because the mitzvah ben alu chavero, if stock is, you focus on the guy getting in the money, and there is no what? Focus on the honey giving the money, even without kavana, you yotze. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. We discussed last week, can you have contradictory kavana? Can you have opposite kavana? So remember we said that all the shurim, yes, you get a kavana, not to be yotze, place a setter, we learned it. Lama Testament Alpha, but the Ra'ah said you cannot. So the answer to your rights says the following Kiddush, and I want you to get it. If you hold that Ben Adam L'Chavero, if you hold Ben Adam L'Chavero is outcome oriented, which we're saying, and there's no need to have Kavana and outcome oriented. So let's say a guy had negative Kavana on Ben Adam L'Chavero. On stock, let's say. gives him the money but doesn't want to fulfill the mitzvah. What do you think? You know what I would say? It would not work. Because it's a double-edged, it's like a double-edged sword. It doesn't need kavanah, which is most of the time positive. Yotzi without kavanah. But you know what? Yotzi, even what? Even if you have kavanah, you don't want to be yotzi. Because it's subject not to having kavanah at all. So if the guy want to pull shtick and say, oh, he wants negvid or kavanah, so it would not work, you still would be yotzi. You follow me, Eitan? That's the chiddush I want to bring out. It's an unbelievable thing. Yes. In other words, Esven D'Oraisa wants to claim that since the mitzvah of tzedakah, you don't need any kavanah at all. And we're saying because of the theory that anything that's been amal chaver is outcome oriented, and anything that's outcome oriented doesn't need kavanah at all. So maybe one could argue, let's say a guy would have negative kavanah and say he doesn't want to be yotz in the mitzvah of tzedakah with what he's giving the money to the guy. Doesn't want him. Now, most we've shown him say you can have negative kavanah except the ra'al. The ra'al is the one who said, you can't do that. You can't have a negative kavanah. But most Rishonim say you can. So, what the Esven D'Oraisa wants to challenge is that you're right. Most of the Rishonim can say you can have negative kavanah, but that's why Mitzvah Ben Am L'Makom, like an Esrog, like Arba Minim. When you're talking about Mitzvah Ben Am L'Chaver, you don't need there are kavanah to there any kavanah at all. Then it doesn't really make a difference. L'Maisa, you can have. You could say from today until tomorrow, till the cows come home. That what? That you don't want to have kavanah to be yotze. That shouldn't help you. Because the nature of the mitzvah is ben am l'chaveiro, and therefore what? And therefore yotze no matter what. So, if that's the theory, the thesis, he was bothered by a gemara. What's a gemara? The gemara is in Ksubis and Samat Vavam at base. The gemara has a story with the daughter of Nekadmion ben Gurion. She asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai should support her. Okay? You got the story, Yosef? So the Gemara asked the Kashan, how could Nekadmion ben Gurion lose his money, right? Gemara asks, how could Nekadmion ben Gurion lose his money even if the Kiyum L'mamun was staka? Like the Mashal says, Melech Mamun Chaser. Another lashon is Malach Mamon Chaser Chesed. The Kadim Ben Gurion was doing staka. Yes, he was doing staka. When he would go to the Beis Medrash, they would put silk under him to walk because he was a chasher of a person, and the Anim would end up taking it. Vimkei Ketzad Ibed Bemono. How was it shayach that he lost his money? How is it shayach that he lost his money? You should fulfill the mitzvah. You should fulfill the mitzvah. When she was asking Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that he should sustain her, well, how did he lose his money? So the Gemara says he lost his money, Lamaisa, because the Anim would take all this property from him. But I thought you yotze no matter what. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. I want you to get this. The first terutz of the Gemara is that the kavanah of the mitzvah staka was lechvodo. Kavanah of the mitzvah staka heisa lechvodo. It was lechvodo. And the second teretz says, even though he gave tzedakah, it was not in accordance to what he was ready to give. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, we don't view that the fact that his property was given over to Anim as tzedakah. Why don't we view that as tzedakah from the Kadim Nigurian? He lost all his money. Why do we call that tzedakah? The Gemara says, well, there was no intention to give it as tzedakah. It was intended to mechabne with all these rich carpets and end up going to Ani. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Second answer of the Gemara is that what? He could have given many more millions. And he didn't give many more millions. So it comes out, according to the first answer of the Gemara, opposite Kavana should what? Detract from the mitzvah of Staka. Because the Chisaron, the Kavana is the mitzvah of the Staka, it didn't protect him his money. You know what I mean? It wasn't done with shame what? His kavanah when he did the mitzvah was to be, oh, you're a big tzaddik. His kavanah doing the mitzvah, he wanted people to say, you're a big tzaddik, the Kadim Ben Gurion. He had alternative motives to when he was fulfilling this mitzvah. And therefore, what does the Gemara say? Therefore, Hashem didn't protect him from losing his money. Because he did it what? He did it to be honored. He only did it to be honored. So you see from that first answer of the Gemara that what? I thought that we developed this whole theory that staka works no matter what. even without any kavana. So why is the mitzvah of staka a problem here? Why didn't it automatically protect him? Why didn't Hashem automatically protect his money? Because the bottom line is that Neem did get money from him. Who cares what his intentions were, Lekvoto? You see from this Gemara, at least according to the first answer, that what? That you need to have kavana. You have to have the proper perspective when he gives tzedakah. I thought if it's only outcome oriented, who cares? You don't need it at all. That's the kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel asks on his whole theory and our whole theory that we're trying to develop today from the first teretz of the Gemara Maseches Ksubos. Yes, Eitan.
But is it possible that he did get schar for giving tzedakah? It's just the fact that he was such a big bal gaiva did not protect
him. I know, but why didn't it protect him, Lamaisa?
The schar from the tzedakah.
Yeah. I mean, why didn't you protect them? You don't need any kavanah.
It's possible that it outweighed the
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see what he says. You know what Rabbi Yosef Engel, I hear what you're saying. Rabbi Yosef Engel gives the following answer. He says, what do we learn from the mitzvah of shichicha? You know what shichicha is? In the field. If you're in the field, you forget things, you got to leave it there. There's a brach even with shichicha. Just like there's a brach in the mitzvah of staka, when the money falls down and the honey picks it up, even though he didn't know about it. But shicha, you could say the brach only occurs on something after he remembered. Shicha, it's possible the brach only occurs after he remembers, and he doesn't return and take what he forgot. Like the pasuk says, lo tashuv lekachto. That's considered as if he gave it be a dime. But the money that falls out of your pocket, and the honey finds it, and there is no money, there is no possibility to get it back, then it would, then how do you know there would what? How do you know there would be a bracha?
When you say bracha, you mean zechus, right?
Yeah.
Not like a like with breaks.
Yeah, how do you know there would be a bracha?
No.
Or does he understand his answer? What's his answer? I thought the whole theory was that what? Beit HaMechaber is always good, you don't need kavana, and then the Gemara in this first answer says, no, you need to have kavana for stock. He had the wrong kavanas, and therefore Hashem didn't protect him. So what's the answer? The answer is when it comes to shicha, the reason why you get a bracha is because why? It's because you remember that there was stuff there and you still don't do it. But when it comes to staka, you never knew about it, so how do you know you're going to have a bracha? You follow what I'm saying? It's kind of like what you said, Eitan. Very much, you're mechavan in that answer. Very good, excellent. That the bracha, that bonus, is only when what? That you have to have cognition of. That you have to know about. That the rest of it. It could be the mitzvah of staka you will what? Could be the mitzvah of staka you might fulfill anyway, but you're not going to get the bonus of the bracha. You were saying very similar, the guy was a bal gaiva. But that's what basically we're saying. You might not get the bonus of the bracha, but you still will fulfill the mitzvah of staka without proper kavanas. But you won't get the bracha, the bonus, yes.
How does that not contradict the Rashi?
What do you mean? Why? Which Rashi?
In Vayikra, Hashem gives bracha to
even without knowing that they gave it. So that's by shicha, you have to say. That's by shicha, you have to say, Stephen. It's a great kasha.
The Rashi Vayikra wasn't on.
Yeah, well, it says, Ki tiksur k'tzircha b'sada v'shachachta omr b'sada. You know what I mean? So you have to say it's a great, you guys are making great nakudas, great kashas, and great horrors. There's both Ethan and Stephen, who was very excellent. Stephen, you're pointing out a great horror that the bracha is going on the shicha part, not going on the tzedakah. Okay, tzedakah, the bracha by tzedakah, you only get it if you're cognizant of it. And therefore, since he didn't do it for the right reasons, he's not going to get that. And the truth is, let's plug it in the pasuk. It says, Ki tiksor b'sadcha v'shachta oimer. What is the Man Yivrecha relating to the beginning of the Pasuk, which is Shicha? The Brach only is on the Schus that you didn't go back to take it. And that's not Shayach on the money falling out of your pocket. Or is the Man Yivrecha referring to the second phrase, which is talking about L'liyasim L'mana Yiyah? So the Bracha would just be going on the fact that the money was given to Yosef Almana. Even if what? And even if you were lokeach the shicha, even if you would take the shicha, but in a manner was once a child toshu the kachta, what would be that case? Let's say before the balabayas was nisker b'shicha, let's say, for example, if they shah balabayas nisker b'shicha, let's say before he remembered his forgetfulness. So I guess before he was in the, so you have to forget and then remember. But let's say you never forgot yet. So there he wants to say maybe you still would get the bracha. It's like the money that fell out of there, and you find out Lamaisa that the guy got it. So the Gemara in Zvachim Mecheres also has a similar case to the drasha on the beginning of the pasuk on what's or in the second phrase. That's what it would depend upon halacha Lamaisa. But we're assuming that the bracha is only going back on the shicha. Okay, that's what he wants to tie in. But I want to add on, and Rabbi Yosef Engel adds on to this. He says, what do you think the second answer the Gemara held in Ksubas? What do you think the second answer held in the Gemara Ksubas? What was the second answer, though? Second answer in Ksubas was what? Not because he gave his lechvodas, Bagaiva, but he could have given millions more, like Stephen said. So what is the second teretz holding?
So it's the acres on the nose.
Oh, so it could be. Could be. Why did the mitzvah of staka protect the money of the kadmion? So you remember we had two lashonos, melech, mamon, chesed. The staka only protects when you do an tzuru of chesed. When he does with yedi and kavana, when it happens on its own, no way. When it happens on its own, lamaisa, there's no chesed there. So the Gemara's first answer, you go about your kavana, his kavana was to get kavod. So even though you fulfill the mitzvah of staka, it's not called a chesed, you follow me? And the bracha, special bracha, he doesn't get, only if you do it in a manner of chesed. Since he didn't do it in a manner of chesed, yes? Since he didn't do it in a manner of chesed, kigon shenimna biyadiyu b'kavana. He didn't do it in a manner of chesed, so that's the first answer to the Gemara. What's the lashon of melech mamon chasir? That the bracha is going on every situation. So l'man yavrecha is only going on the lashon liyosum l'man yiyah. So the kavana is not megareh at all. Even the opposite kavana is not megareh. Since the bracha, because the stuck is not talking kavana. Therefore the Gemara had to stand on its head and come up with a noob shot. What was the reason why mitzvah stuck didn't protect him? Because it was all mistaken stuff. You follow me? Rov of his money was tzedakah muetis. Yes? What was the second answer to the Gemara? You remember? Should have given millions of dollars, right? So the Gemara had to come on another teretz. That's the reason why it didn't protect him in the midst of tzedakah. Because the fee rov of money was a little bit of tzedakah. That's not called chisaron v'mamono. So that's why the Lamaisa didn't protect him. But maybe they're arguing, and that's what I want you to get. The first one is saying, they're arguing exactly on this issue. Where does the bracha, does the bracha go on staka or does it go on the shicha? That's exactly what they're arguing. So it could be, irachanami, the mitzvah of staka is the theory of benam l'chavero, no doubt. And you don't need kavan at all, but to get the bracha bonus, you need what? You need kavana. You follow me? That's exactly what you said, Eitan. That's the first answer. What's the second answer? Second answer is no, that the truth of the matter is that what? Is that you should fulfill it lamaisa in what? It's not totally because one is you should get the bracha no matter what, unless you did something egregious. What's the something egregious? That you could have given much more than $1 million. So qualitatively your stock is what? It's really lacking. That's the mahalak that Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to say. That's the two terutzim in the Gemara. That's what he wants to say. You really should have gotten the bracha no matter what, but it's so egregious that you gave less, so it's not really, maybe not even called stalker, maybe. That's what I want to tie in. That's how I want to formulate it. But I wanted to formulate a noob shot. What's my noob shot? Lamaisa? Maybe you could argue and you could say like this. What's the argument? Maybe you could say the two teruts from the Gemara are exactly fighting whether it's Beinan al-Makr or Beinan al-Khaviru itself. How do you plug that in?
Because the second answer is on the nose hand that's more Beinan al-Makr. He's doing the mitzvah if he's egregious.
And therefore, if you don't give the millions you could have, therefore it's not good, right?
Right.
That's all I want to say. It's Beinan al-Makr. You focus on how much money the guy has in his bank account and those things, and you're not just giving bubkis. Bubkis is Yiddish for like nothing, what you could give. Whereas the first teretz is what? It's more Kabbalah oriented, that the ani gets it, and therefore you yodze. However, what? No, but the second there it's all ben al mechavero. I'm sorry, the first second there it's all ben al mamakom. Never it's kafid and no sin. It's egregious. You're not giving according to the millions. According to the first thirds, it's ben al mechavero. But that bonus of bracha is only given when what? That bonus of bracha is only given when you actually what? When you actually do it with a smile. You know what I mean? Memory said, well, how do we start shir with the Gemara Sukkah, Ein Sukkah, Stok Mishnalem, Sephira Blaza, Elfish Cheshit Sabah? That's not Elfish Cheshit Sabah. You're not doing it for the right reasons. So the first Tirzing roll has been on the Chavero. I want to say the second Tirzing roll has been on the Makom. Does that make sense to you? That's how I want to say the two Tirzing should plug in very, very, very neatly. Yes, Eitan, go ahead. Right, so that's what I'm saying. You are going to be yotzeik on the first terrace, but the bracha, though, requires kavana.
So
the bracha is different than the mitzvah.
It has an aspect, but it has an aspect.
No, I don't want to say that. I want to say the mitzvah in the first answer is purely ben al mechavero. You are yotze, but the bracha you're not going to get because that was done l'shem, you're a bar guy l'shem kvodo. But the mitzvah you're yotze no matter because he got his money. Second tirz the Gemara says no, it's ben al mechavero, and therefore what? And therefore maybe you're not yotze at all, and that's why it didn't protect you because why? If it's ben al mechavero, you look. I'm sorry, if it's ben al lemakom, what do you look at? You look at the guy's bank account. The guy has millions of dollars. He gave nothing. So therefore, one could suggest maybe he's not Yotzei Mitzvah stuck at all in that case. And therefore what? And therefore it didn't protect him at all. First Teretz Olz Ben Al Chavero, you were Yotzei, but you don't get the bracha because the bracha requires a kavanah. But the actual Mitzvah stuck does not.
But isn't bracha category
of the No, but bracha is just a bonus in the mitzvah. Just a schar of the mitzvah. But it's not a descriptor of the mitzvah itself. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying that's goofy what the two tirutz from the Gemara are fighting about. How do you categorize the mitzvah of stock? You follow what I'm saying? How do you categorize the mitzvah of stock? Is it been along? Is it been along? That goes back to what we said of Vinishir. Is it torn in no sin or not? That might be Makat. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Eng wants to say both tirutz have all been on the Chavero. The question is, do you get the bracha lemaisa automatically without kavanah or not? So that's the question. So the first teretz says you don't. Second teretz says you would, but unless it's an egregious act like not giving millions of dollars when you could, because you're a millionaire. I'm saying maybe the two teretz in the Gemara fight as to whether how you categorize the mitzvah itself. Is it ben al makom or ben al chaver? That's exactly what I want to say. Machleg is really is here all about. Okay. This is the mouth. Let's close now with the chumash, okay, on the parsha, and then Monday, Tuesday we'll have shir b'zishem. And that'll be the end of the shirim for June's month. Let's get to the Chumash and Parsha. In what sense, and we have a Kabbalah, Mishnah says in Sota and Daf Zayin, we have a Kabbalah, that every punishment that Hashem gives out is always Mita Keneged Mita. It's always Mita Keneged Mita. And when you see that Korach and his group, is swallowed up by the Adama. In what sense was that Mita Keneged Mita? So I saw a beautiful pshat that I want to share with you. And that Lamaisa, many of the Oilim say that the fact that they said Kol Ha'Ada Kulam Kedoshim, we don't need a leader. What does the Mishnah say in Maseches Avos in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis? Il Malay, if it wasn't for fear or reverence of the government, everyone would swallow each other up. So since they didn't want an owner, they didn't want a leader, you know what? They were swallowed up. To show that what? A kehila without a leader is not a kehila. You have to have some government and governance. Yes? And you need a manik. And that was Mita Keneged Mita. You know who said that? Rabbi Hanan Ishkan Konin. Rav Alper Tzatzal always pointed out that throughout his whole life, he was a Skankoin Gadol. It's always mentioned that in Shas. Why does he mention this title? because the Kohen Gadol office was bought up by bad guys, and they looked over him all these years. And he, if anyone would have a time on the government, it was him. And he says no. He says you should have reverence for the government. You follow what I mean? It's like they needed to find an author for Lan Malshini in Shmon Esra. Yes? Who do they get? Shmuel HaKatan. Because what is Shmuel HaKatan's motto? Did follow Yivchal Tisbach. Don't ever rejoice on the downfall of enemies. They were afraid if another Tana wrote it, maybe he had alternative motives, he had someone in mind when he wrote for Lan Malshini. You know who Lan Malshini is. That Hashem should destroy the Jewish guys that are ratting on other Jews. Shmuel HaKatan never was happy, so therefore he could write it. Same thing here. Rukhan Iskan Kohanim. If anyone in a Tana government would be him, and he says, no, you have to have what? He says, you have to have reverence. And this is what the people wanted. People didn't want a leader, so you know what? Let them be swallowed up. That's one pshat. I'll give you another pshat. The other pshat is from Rav Wolf Starkovover. Rav Wolf Starkovover. And you know what he said? He said, they had a Tana that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Baal Gaiva. What does the Pasuk say? He was an Anav, Mikol Anam, Shir Al Pnei Adama. He was mamish equal to the ground, and they're saying that he's a Baal Gaiva. They say, Maduat Nasu Al Kal Hashem. So obviously, Lamaisa, Mida Kenegamida, if they're trying to claim Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the humblest man on the face of the earth, Al Pnei Kol Adama, and they're saying he's a Baal Gaiva, they better be put below the ground. Therefore, they're swallowed up. That's how it was Mida Kenegamida. But what I want to develop here now, guys, is the issue. First of all, when it comes to machlokes, you should always escape from machlokes in your life. Never try to be involved with machlokes. In fact, we have a klal, Rashi quotes Alatarian Brachos, that a person's never punished if he's less than 20. A punishment from Shamayim. But when it comes to machlokes, it's an exception to the rule. There were guys who were less than 20 that followed Korach and they were killed. Because Hashem doesn't want to have any machlokes. Never. To the degree that this cloud is suspended, we have to keep this in mind. It's amazing. We don't ever want to be around machlokes. Now, it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua, not Kalev. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in the Sefer, because Kalev at that time was married to Miriam, he knew his wife would give him advice, and he wouldn't be swayed by the other ones. Yehoshua at that time wasn't married. See how important a wife can be. On ben Pelet, the Gemara says, had a wife that kept what? Kept On ben Pelet away from what? The group, right? She came out in the tent with her hair, right? Korach, his wife, obviously did not what help. So the critical thing is about, we have to be careful about it. Now, I wanted to develop this following theory. And this is this notion of Korach im Adasol. Mishnah says in Ovis Pirkei Mishnah Yud Zayin, Kol machlokes shi l'shem shamayim sof l'iskayim, she'en l'shem shamayim ein sof l'iskayim. What's an example of Ezo machlokes shi l'shem shamayim zu machlokes hillel l'shamayim, she'en l'shem shamayim zu machlokes Korach l'adasol. So the great tzaddik, the holy Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, says, why does it say, it should have said machlokes Korach v'adaso im Moshe, right? Like it said, Hillel the Shammai. Why is it Korach v'adaso? You know what the answer is? They weren't on the same team. They were just all interested in themselves. We don't find them ever together. We only find them together at this point. And therefore, it comes out, Lamaisa, that they really were not working together. They were only cared about themselves. And therefore, the truth is that it's Korach v'Adasol. It was not L'Shem Shamayim. It absolutely was not L'Shem Shamayim. What's the litmus test when you know it's L'Shem Shamayim or not? If the people, L'maisa, are Ovim Gmurim, B'Lei V'Nefesh, the sign of the Machlokes L'Shem Shamayim, if they're enemies and they're Nochim Zeh L'Zeh, and they really hated one another, then it's a Machlokes Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. And therefore, they really weren't friends. We don't find them grouped together. That's the litmus test as we determine whether they're really L'Shem Shamayim or not. So that is why it's interesting. It says Hill of the Shammai. Why didn't it say Beis Shammai and Beis Sol? Because Beis Shammai is Hill of the Talmidim. A lot of times the Talmidim cause the Machlokes. Hill and Shammai, the two Rebbeim, loved each other. But the Talmidim, L'maisa, they had what? They had something else in mind. Their Kavanah was not L'Shem Shamayim. And that's why the Mishnah is very meduyik, and it did not mention Misham Mesilil. It only said what? Only said the two Rebbeim, Hillel v'Shammai. That's why Yaakov Avinu worked so hard, he didn't want to be mentioned. Vika Korah ben Yitzhar ben Kan ben Levi, doesn't say ben Yaakov. He davened, because Yaakov was Ishur Emes. He didn't want to be in Machloikis of Korah, because he had no Emes at all. And that's why it doesn't say ben Yaakov. Because Lomaisa, he didn't want, Yaakov represents Emes. He didn't want his name mixed with them at all. They had no Taruvus of Emes at all. The Emes in Korah was only arguing with it within his own camp. And therefore, Lamaisa, we find that this is unacceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is absolutely unacceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to keep in mind that the negativity that Korach caused, that if you bear a grudge, you're over what? You're over a lav. It's a terrible thing. There are many lav, and if you follow Korach, you cannot be like Korach Adosai. Complain about one's rebbe's in Isser. If you hold a grudge, you're over the lav. Machsikim machloikis. So we find very importantly that we have to steer clear of what Korach tried to do. In the psicha, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he said, if someone is machsikim machloikis through a story of Lashon Hara, he's over the lav liya kekorach v'adoso. This lav is shaykh bein b'lashon hara, bein b'rechilus, even it's emes, bein b'fonav, bein shalom b'fonav. And the mesaper, it's also maybe on the mekabel, it's a lav. So we have to be very cognizant of this and realize, and we can also add in, he also didn't appreciate the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu either, trying to create this mutiny. And even after what happened with Korah, even what happened with Miriam and the Meraglim, Allah Lamaisa, this was a terrible, terrible downfall that we have to realize, Lamaisa, we can't fall trap in. Everything's from Hashem, guys. Everything is from Hashem. This guy fetches and complains. That's what jealousy is all about. Jealousy will destroy a guy from the world. He didn't get a certain position. Hashem is in charge of everything. If he didn't get a certain position, it was Hashem directed that. So why are you being chalik on this? There's no notion of jealousy. Jealousy is a lack of munah b'tochen in Hashem. Hashem wanted you to have this car. Hashem didn't want this other guy to have the car. Hashem wanted this guy to have the car, not you have the car. So why be jealous? You're challenging the Amunim B'tochen and Hashem. That's why it's such a terrible thing. It's all from Hashem. And this is why Korach was what? Had to be pummeled and had to be destroyed. Because he's causing a machloikis and he's causing on a public level a lack of trust to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mistrust. This is not acceptable. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the after the Shemaya that we always are borech from machloikis and our Amunim B'tochen and Hashem remain strong. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Stop here. Boy, guys, proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.